We are in Sif Yud Gimel. This is Sif Yud Gimel part 2. We're going to clarify a lot of things that were not clear last week, that we left off a little bit vague. We're going to go through them step by step. So we have, and hopefully it'll be much clearer, we have the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch goes and tells you have to drink a Malei Lugmav. Now, we know it's not a Malei Lugmav. That's a mistake. It's a Kimalei Lugmav. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is getting very busy with. Malei Lugmav is potentially more than a Revias. Kimalei Lugmav is not. Right? There's so many Svarim out there. I luckily bumped into them over the week. There is a Sefer called Hamidos V'Hashiurim, right? We know that the most famous farm out there are the Chazon Ish, as well as the Chazon Ish has the Kuntres HaShiurim, and he's fighting against the Chaim Noah, who they go for tit for tat on the most nitty-gritty, gram by gram, durham from the times of the Rambam to the Prague of the Noidib Yehuda, who's giving an Eidos, and they literally weigh every little thing. It's fascinating how detailed Torah could get. Every little ounce, they go tit for tat. So Rebbe Chaim Pinchas Benish, a Yid from Bnei Brak, he wrote an unbelievable sefer. It's called Midos V'Shiurei Torah. It's really after Reb Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. He's the next stop on the train. So he goes and he tells you a fascinating thing. He goes and he says that Kimalei Lugmav is a sheer shtiyah that your mechuyev kares on Yom Kippur. Okay? Why? Because it's Mesiv Daite. It gives you Yishav Adas. So that's the shear that's going to be Chayiv Kares on Yom Kippur. Yishav Adas, yeah. The tam of the Kares is to give you a little oomph. Yeah, and it has many, many different applications. Yeah? Molly Lugmav says Rav Benish, Molly Lugmav is two cheeks. Kim Molly Lugmav, as the Gemara spells out, is only one. So it's a world of a difference, and that's how you can have a Molei Lugmav being more than a Revias, because in theory, if you have two separate cheeks, it could potentially be more. Okay, now, so where did this whole thing with the Neid Yehuda even start? How did he get to his conclusion? And what do his fingers have to do with it? Yeah, there's something going on with the fingers. So we missed, we as I. I failed to tell you a Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara in Kuf Tes goes and says, there's another way to calculate what a Revias is. So we know the Mishnah Berurah already filled us in. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samaches goes and tells us already, how do you calculate a Revias? What is a Revias? It's a fourth. A fourth of what? So we've mentioned this already. It's a fourth of a lug, right? And a lug is going to be six beitzim, six bayim. So if you do a revias of that, it's going to be one and a half bayim. So now, that's a given. Let's take that as one of the givens in our calculations. Yeah? Every time you want to calculate, you have a, how do you, when you run a, what's it called? Come on, help me out. Science, you have a, thank you. And when you're making a formula, you have the given that's the constant, thank you. And then you're contrasting it to the, well, yeah, okay. So everyone knows what I'm trying to say, but no one can bail me out. So, here we go. So, let's say the given is that...
half this way or half that way?
Half of what?
That way or that way?
It should be the same. It's going to be the volume.
Or an egg's shape weirdly.
Fair, but the volume of weight will make no difference. If it's exactly half and half, it'll be the same half and half. So, when we get to the Gemara and Daf Kuftes, the Gemara gives a whole another shear. Yeah? And this is where it gets exciting. It's two fingers by two fingers, etzba'ayim by etzba'ayim. Okay? Exactly which part of your fingers? It's not the full finger. I think it's just the front two till your second knuckle, by your second knuckle, by two fingers and 7/10. And now that, yeah, just shake a nod. Everyone shake a nod. Now that, says the Gemara, is equivalent to a Revias. That is a Revias. So here's where the fun begins. Now we can start our experiments, as did the Noyde Behuda, as did the Bir Halacha, as did Chaim Noe, as did the Chazon Ish. Now they're all trying to figure out. V'hachush machish. Everyone's very busy. It's against the Metzias, because the Noyde Behuda comes along in the Tzlach in Pesachim. Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. In my Mishabur, it's a printing mistake. It says Kuf Tes. Zayin says that Tzlach Tzien Lenefesh Chaya. He goes and he writes that I did the test. When you take these two Gemaras and you compare the two, I took my fingers, right? Whichever way you want to start, doesn't make a difference. No, it would be the area.
It's liquid. The amount of liquid that will fill those dimensions.
You make the dimensions based on your fingers.
No, is it the entire area of your fingers?
Ah, yeah, very good. Because if fingers are thicker, he's right. The thickness of fingers. There are some people with very thick fingers. And then you have the little the piano fingers, they call them, right? That they're very, very skinny. So which fingers are you going to go with, right? Which cheek do you go with?
Well, the cheek.
Exactly. So we'll go by on the bainy. So we're going to go by fingers bainy. Fair. Let's assume. Again, that's really going to be part of the conversation with the Noyde Behuda, as we're going to get to. So what happens? You go. The Noyde Behuda went and he did the calculations. He goes and he compares the two. He made the dimensions. He goes and does the water displacement from the eggs, and he sees that the egg amount is much, much less. So what's going to give?
The egg doesn't fingers?
The finger amount was much larger.
Wait, are baits in then, baits in now?
Good. So, says the Noyde Behuda, I'll read you the Lashon. Val karchach sheneshtane bizmanenu. Something has to have given. Something has to give. They don't add up. We have two Gemaras, and we believe both Gemaras are true. So, if we're not going to change the Gemaras and dismiss the Gemaras, we're going to have to dismiss our Metzias. Comes along the Tzlach based on that, and he goes and says, so Elamai, something must have changed the Metzias. So either our fingers got larger, or the Bayim got smaller. Those are the two directions that you can take.
Or he's not a Bainum.
What?
Or he's not a Bainum.
Oh, we mentioned that last week. We're going to get there. No. The volumatic space of water, I believe, cannot change. Okay, but very good point, and I don't know if it's Emma's. So, here we go. Comes along the Tzlach, and he goes and he says, so which one are we going to take? Which route are we going to take? We're going to take the route of our fingers have grown, or the Bayim have shrunk. He takes Bayim have shrunk because, B'derach Klal, in Yiddishkeit for sure, we believe of Yiridas others. We're not getting more advanced. We're getting less advanced. Because we're farther away. We're farther away from Har Sinai. In general. Again?
The amount that they wrote in their Sfarim. Just look at that.
There are prolific writers today.
That write that much?
Yeah. There are prolific writers. Yeah, with computers, you can write a lot today. Copy, paste, much easier. So, yeah? No, because the finger amount was larger. No, so to make the calculations work, the egg amount was much smaller. So the only way you could go is either say that our fingers got larger than the Tanoim. No, he doesn't believe it. But the only way that we could reconcile with two Gemaras, it's either the eggs got smaller or our fingers got larger. So the Noyde Behuda goes like you. He says, you believe that? There's no way our fingers got larger. On the contrary, Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 feet. And there were larger people back then. We're shrinking, if anything. So it must be, what's going to give? The eggs. The eggs got smaller. That's how he came to his conclusion. Okay? Now, the story doesn't end. He goes and he says, V'yadua shahadur is holchim u'smatim, says that Tzlach, everything gets smaller. V'yevshah shahagudah shalanu, godol yosem me'agudolam shahoy v'mei chach me'shas. There's no way that our pointer finger got larger. So that's his proof. Al karchach, it must be, says the Tzlach, the eggs got smaller. I'm reading you his words. Im kein shir zayis shu chatzi beya. This is going to affect every single shir across the board. The zayis that in the times of the Gemara was half of an egg, in our terms, is one egg. Because our eggs are half the size.
How did Boom. He get the eggs are half the size? The water was double?
Yeah. In his experiment, it was double. They all did.
So now for a kazayas, you need a kibetza. So for now, a kazayas, you need a kibetza.
Yeah. And this has, like, earth-shattering ramifications. He took a test, and now the ramifications are so large. When we're going to have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah has a shear, which you name it, achilas matzah, dalad kris, havdalah, birchas hamazon. Let's take all the shtiyah ones, right? How many applications are there? There's kiddush, dalad kris, any kizayis, yom kippurim, right?
It's even lechula by averus. What does it say?
Ah.
It's only lechumer's by mitzvah. Yom kippur.
Lechayer would come out lechula by yom kippur. Fair. It would come out lechula by yom kippur. Lechayer, if he believes, unless he only takes a lechumer.
It's fair to say that he's saying.
Right. He's saying the mitzias change. Can you take a mitzias lechumer? Lechayer now. He's bringing up a good point. In Yom Kippur, it's going to come out a kula. You're only going to be chayiv, right? When you
more
eat.
Kesevis.
But again, the kesevis is going to change. Everything changes. How? What's the ratio of a kesevis to a beya? I don't know either. But it's going to change. It's going to be larger today than when it was in times of Gemara. So Lechayra, you're going to be allowed to eat more on Yom Kippur based on the Neduhula. It'll come out Lekula as well. I'm sure there's going to be someone who learns that. I'm sure this is a mistake, and we have to double check. Because it doesn't sound right. He's going to take Chiddush Metzias Lekula. Go. Achilan. Mishnah Berurah says it. Nothing. Because what? He says only by Daraisas. But Achilan Yom Kippur?
No, because here's the food. Yom Kippur will come out with
food. Because there Ashar Ba'achilas Matzah, Umaror, Bechol Shi'urei Torah. Vishir Revias Shel Torah. I'm reading you the Tzlach. And then he brings in the Zedel. Anyone know how big a Zedel is? I don't either. But they're busy in Prague. That was the measuring amount that they had. They had a Zedel. Fine? So now. Is that it? Have we finished? Game over? So double all your shiurim. Which means that when we're going to go and get our shiurim of what a revius is and what a mole lugmav is. So when the Chaim Noah goes and says it's 86 cc, and the Chazon Ish is going to go and say it's 150 cc, which is centimeters cubed, which is synonymous with grams. So when they're going to go and say either it's 86, so if we need to do that's one revius. A Mali Lugmav, ready? It's a lot of calculations. A Mali Lugmav is roiv of that, so it's going to be roughly 44. Right. Oh, okay. According to Chaim Noah, I have to double check. What? A kazayas is going to be, no, do the math, right? If a revius, it should be double. Yeah, revius of 3, yeah. Revius of
86.
Ah, so Chaim Noah is without doubling it. Fair. That's the question we left off with last week. When everyone's giving their shiurim, they're going with an Eidu or without? They're going, incorporating the opinion of the Nedi Yehuda and doubling it or not. So let's say, good. So we weren't sure. How do you know that? So do we all agree with the Tzlach? I didn't know either. So do we all agree with the Tzlach or not? This is where the plot thickens. This is where everyone starts coming out and saying, hey, the Tzlach. So the Mishnah Berurah already in Pir Halacha, he asks his question. He had his case in Metzias that didn't fit with the Tzlach, that he didn't like it. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes and writes in Kuf Samaches, it actually comes up by Pasaba B'Kisnin, and he goes and he writes over here, where is it? The Aruch HaShulchan goes and writes, by where? Okay. Ah, for what? Which part of Hasel V'Kisner? V'Chayav in Birkat HaMazon? It's, he actually brings down a Gemara in Eiruvin that it might be a tremendously large shear. He's actually the one who makes a lot of issues. Because there's the Magen Avraham that says you can incorporate the bread with the additives, with the tuna, right, into your shear. But he says, the Gemara in Eiruvin goes and says, it's a Sudas Yoim V'Laila. Sudas Yoim V'Laila is a very large amount. Together is the Kfiya Suda. Well, that's not, I don't want to get into it, but that's, the Aruch Shulchan actually, he makes things very problematic. For Pasuk B'Kisnin by Sif Vav. That's what you're talking about. Kuf Samachas Sif Vav, what's the shear that you're chayiv in Birchas HaMazon? That's what you're talking about? He's actually making it worse. Yeah, fine. So he goes and he writes over here. Where are we? Where are we? Okay. Where was it? So I brought down over here. Ah, yeah, here we go. Sif Yud Gimel. In the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Gimel, he writes his following. Shir Kazayis Uchatzi Beya. And I wrote to you in Yerodea, comes up by Hilchas Chala. But there it also plays out as a kula potentially. You're only chayiv in chala if it's double the amount. Again, he, but that's l'chumra. He's saying it's a chumra. Who says you have to take without a bracha? The tzlach says you have to take without a bracha. The Aruch Shulchan doesn't. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, this comes up in Shin Chav Dalid and Shin Chav Hey, which is Hilchas Chala in Yerodea. The tzlach, that's where the tzlach also, he integrates Hilchas Chala there as well, because that's another application of the same. This is so integral in all halachas. You have to know how much is our kezayis, how much is our beya, how much is our revias, how much is our kimalei lugma. Comes along. I'm gonna run out of time. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and he goes and he writes. You know, there are people who are machmir, as is machmir the Neid Behuda, the Gra, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They're all machmir, like the Noidi Behuda. Nevertheless, v'chein noigin kol hayireim, again, you have to be a yorei. You have to be very fearful of God to be machmir like the Noidi Behuda. Ulefizeh gam kezayis have a kebeya. V'echom egedoyle adar cholak aleim. Who was chayil ganim? Chsam Sofer. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes and says, it's a chumrah, and you don't, we disagree. We don't go, and the meaning of Klal Yisrael is not to go with an Eidim Yudah. So, who else writes a little bit even more, you know, sharp, a little bit more harif? Reb Shlomo Zalman goes and writes in Halicha Shlomo. He goes and he writes as following. Ikur ha-minig b'shiwari kizayis revias, hein l'kula, hein l'chumrah. It's Perek Tes, Halacha Ches. This is in Pesach, because it's going to come up by Dalet Kosis. We hold Shaloi Niskatnu HaBeitzim. That's what we hold. When we come up, I'm leaning in Shir Kazai, it's Matzah, by Matzah or Machmir.
How do they reconcile the experiment?
What?
How do they reconcile the...
So the answer is... Either the fingers got bigger, or... Yeah. No, so, again, that's going to be... No, we can't say the fingers got bigger. How are they going to reconcile the Gemara? They don't have a way to reconcile the Gemara, but they don't necessarily like the... Meaning, the kasha is a good kasha, but what do you deduce from there? How's he going to answer the Gemara? What do they have? What? Who?
Whoever doesn't go up to Sach has to keep taking.
Yeah. We have to double check how they get out of the Gemara. How do they get out of the Gemara? Okay, fair. It's funny, even the Mishnah Berurah, with the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the day, so what does the Mishnah Berurah go and tell you? He goes and tells you, you know, I found a counter experiment against the Tzlach. Because if you get into the Metzias, what does the Allah go through? He goes through that if you're going to go and work with the Malei Lugmavs and you add up all your Malei Lugmavs, right? So if this is a half of your, right? Your Malei Lugmav is a Roi Vervias. Right? So do the math the other way now. Ready? Buckle up. if the Mole Logmav is half of your Revius and your Revius just got doubled. Everyone's with me? So when you double both cheeks and you fill up your whole mouth, it should be the size of three bayim. Vachush machish. The mitzias doesn't work out. If you would fill up your mouth, right? Fill up your mouth as full as you can, spit it back out, it will not equal three bayim.
It'll be less.
Much less. So very nice, you had an experiment that, you know, dispelled the Gemara. I'll bring you now in your Shita, L'Shita Scha, that our Beitzim are much smaller and we double the shear to be Machmir. What happened?
Yeah, but is it 1.5 Beitzim?
That's what the Mishnah told you.
Meaning say when you fill up both cheeks.
Oh, yeah, as far as I know, he says it's pretty close, right? Yeah. So what does he end off? What does the Bi'ur Halacha end off? The Bi'ur Halacha ends off very interesting. Well, I guess we'll stop with this. We'll stop with the Bi'ur Halacha. So the Bi'ur Halacha goes and says like this: Ulamaisa Nira, that by Doraisas we should be Machmir. So what does that leave us? Kiddush by night. You should be Machmir. That the sheer revius of the kois should be more. Watch this. Watch what he does. He pulls fancy footwork. The sheer revius, that how much your kois should hold, we didn't get to drinking yet, should be lachumra, because it's a Mrs. Arisa. Okay? So if it's...
It should be three eggs worth,
which according to Chazan is going to be almost 6 ounces.
Well, you have to drink right from that.
Ah, we're going to get to that step two. Wait, we have to finish, we're running out of time. We'll talk after Bli Nether. So, what happens over here? You have to be Machmir. But by Derabanan's, Dalut Koises, Kiddush by day, Havdalah, right? All these things which are Derabanan, you can be Mekel. Because we don't paskin Me'ikar Adin like the Med Yehuda. Ah, by Pesach, you do Rav Kois.
How much does the Revius have to be?
Revius
could be the smaller.
Fine. But then what about Le'inin Kiddush Achris? Ah, but he says, but what about how much you have to drink? You have to drink, that's a shaila in itself. Do we go busser your own cheek, or do we go busser the mass?
That would be the Rabbanon or
the Where?
By drinking. The Rabbanon.
How much you need to drink? No, it's only the Rabbanon. So he says, that's already another shaila and another chumra.
Of course if you go by your cheek, you wouldn't be able to try to go by his.
No, but if you go by mass, and Mali Lugma equals half
no,
of...
No, but I know that my cheek is really small, so I need to do 1.5 cheeks.
Yeah, you'd have to double your cheeks. Which means a full mouthful. Which means your Mali Lugman is going to be double the size also because we doubled everything. So says the Mishabura, I'm done in 1 second. Says the Mishabura, you have to be Machmir. You have to be Machmir Lagabe, the sheer Revius, but you don't have to be Machmir Lagabe, the sheer Te'ima, because two Chumras were not going to be Machmir. Bemela, by Dori Raisas, by the sheer Revius, you should be Machmir, but the actual drinking is just one Mali Lugman.